What's up? I'm Justin, and welcome to my podcast, Buttered Toast. Enjoy your seat at the brunch table full of millennials who are spilling the tea on growing up in the I world and gossiping on why social media and technology are so important to us. It's literally like our everything.
You could get high too, just bringing it in.
And have weed and cigarette smoke coming at me.
At what point are they going to start having it where, like, that's what the girls bring you? Girls or guys, let's be equal opportunity. What, like, the servers will bring you.
Yeah, here's the thing. But that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to get the alcohol, not to give you free alcohol. So people who are drinking, who are smoking weed, aren't really going to be drinking that much, probably.
I'm okay with it if everybody contributes to my dry bar fund.
Right.
Well, what's
if I can get a blowout, if I'm having to sit through all that,
yeah, then it's fine.
Yeah.
What's healthier, though, gambling or smoking pot?
An all female, like a female based casino, like where they'll have people like style your hair while you sit there and gamble.
Ooh.
Nothing. No.
I'm not a gambler, so none of that appeals.
Well,
to me.
Well, don't they come around massaging your back too?
I guess they give you a nice little
shoulder rub.
What?
Why? Yeah.
I'm not mad about that.
I think that you pay those people.
Oh. All right, all right, y'all. Welcome to the Buttered Toast. All right, y'all. Welcome to the Buttered Toast podcast, a fresh and crisp millennial podcast brought to you by Peekaboo, the game you can pull out of your back pocket to show others you're great with kids, and the anagram LOL, the perfect message to send when you have nothing else to say.
Oh, nice.
All right. So you guys are all here because I wanted to talk about designer babies. Do y'all know what a designer baby is?
Teach us.
No.
Okay. You want to say who's here?
Oh, I guess I can introduce you guys. That's yeah. Formal. Okay. Well, we have, let's do a thing where you let me know a little bit, tidbit about your day. Okay. Whenever we introduce ourselves. So
okay.
If I was like, oh, I'm Justin, and I spilt 5 things already today.
Awesome.
It's not going
so
well.
True.
Yeah. And then we have Anna.
Hello, I'm Anna. The highlight of my day was that I had...
Don't say the highlight of my day.
You just said...
Well, you just go, and then blah, blah, blah.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to your example.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Okay.
And
hi, Anna.
I had Flamin' Hot Cheetos with lime today.
Ooh,
yum.
That sounds good. Balls.
Bragger.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
And then we have Elena.
Hi, I'm Elena, and I am not wearing deodorant.
Ew.
Because I forgot it.
Oh. I heard that, though, like if you slowly stop wearing deodorant,
it's not the worst.
Your armpits will stop smelling.
Well, this is day one, so.
I don't know.
Amy does it in the back.
Do you want to come smell me?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay. You don't look like you smell, though.
Oh, thanks.
Actually, yeah, let me get a whiff of your armpit. Bring it over here.
I have to come to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bring it over here. And then we have Trey.
What's up? I've already binge-watched an entire season of Arrested Development today.
Today?
Today.
Oh, my God.
How?
I stayed up all night.
Why?
Wow.
To watch Arrested Development.
That's
what do you mean,
why? Usually people just stay up all night just because they can't sleep. But
how many episodes?
Let me tell you, it was the first season, so it was only like 6 episodes.
Okay.
So
but let me explain to you why I couldn't sleep. So I woke up and I smelled toast.
Butter toast?
Butter toast.
And great
yeah.
segue. And my arm was a little numb. And I think that was just because it was just the way I was laying on it. But the smelling of the toast and the arm being numb, I thought I was having a stroke. So I was staying up to make sure I didn't die.
Why did you smell toast?
I have no idea about why I smelled toast. I hope it was a neighbor making toast in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I was told that before you have like an aneurysm, you smell a certain type of food.
Which is why I was worried and staying up to make sure I didn't die.
I feel like that's something that's hard to live with just because I do smell so many different foods every day. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do I know if I'm smelling food because I'm about to just fall over dead or if just somebody is eating that food, you know?
I guess so. I sometimes have the taste of potato salad in my mouth with like deli mustard.
That's because you need to brush your teeth.
Yeah. Well, no. Ugh. It'll be just like randomly, like in the morning when I'm driving my car, I'm like, does anyone taste potato salad? Like,
that's weird.
No.
That's
okay.
Weird.
And then last but certainly not least, we have Caroline.
I got a really jacked up nail job last night. Like really bad. My nails are pointy. Like which nails?
They're too pointy.
So Elena's going to go with me after this and make sure it
gets
fixed
up.
That's help fine. Your life.
I could literally stab someone's eye out.
You don't like that?
No, and the color is...
It would be a good defense.
Bad.
I feel like that's a good weapon to protect yourself. A claw.
Yeah.
With your fingernails.
I'm just like, I'm not trying to have that vibe. I'm trying to have like a round, oval, sweet girl
like
vibe.
Like delicate.
Yeah. Delicate, not jab your eye out. Yes, Trey?
You could use them for cocaine.
Right, I don't do cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Adele has sharp fingernails, though. Have you seen her? Those hands
are
nice.
Yeah, and she can, literally anything she does, I like, but it's just not for me. I think I'm too nice of a person to have these pointy of nails.
Do you think I'm too nice of a person to have those pointy of nails?
No.
So
I didn't think so either.
Yeah. Are they just going to take a nail file and smooth it off?
No, I think they're going to have to take my nails off and put new nails on, which is a real pain in the butt.
Are you going to go to the same
place? And I'm out $80 from yesterday and however much it costs to get them redone.
I told her if you were brave, you would go back and demand a refund.
Yeah.
But I'm not brave. So
but
I'm not
she's not brave.
That.
So.
Wait, so how did you just leave the nail salon? Did you lie to them and say, no, I like it?
I had to go watch The Bachelor. I was already 5 minutes behind and I have to live tweet. So I was screwed at that point. I just had to go. And the lady was yelling at me and she messed up my nails and then yelled at me. So.
Well, how many compliments have you gotten today on them?
No compliments.
That's a lie.
That's not true. Intern did compliment them.
Do we really trust the intern?
Well, do we trust?
I don't know. Can you hear us out there, intern?
I forgot.
Are the speakers on?
She's gone.
Just lied.
Oh, she's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Probably don't trust her.
Okay.
Okay, so we are here to talk about designer babies. Okay, does anyone have an idea of what that is?
When you design a baby.
There it is.
Design a baby.
It's like a baby that makes clothes.
Yeah, like Coach. Mm-hmm. Or
I don't want
Louis
a coach
Vuitton.
Baby.
Can you make a better baby than
yeah,
coach baby?
Can you make
baby?
A better designer
what about
baby?
An Hermes.
Hermes.
Hermes. I would have an Hermes
I would have
baby.
An Hermes baby or an Hermes baby.
Skechers. A Skechers baby.
No. You would have a Skechers
you
baby.
You would have a Skechers baby.
You'll find that baby
he would
at
have a,
Walmart.
He would have a hoodie baby.
Or
a kids hoodie baby.
Does Nordstrom have a brand? Or is it just a shop with a whole bunch of brands inside it?
It's a department
it's
store.
A department store.
So that makes sense. So yeah. They don't have their own brand.
You would have a Kohl's baby. I'm not trying to start rumors, but I heard you love Kohl's.
That Kohl's cash come in clutch. Hey, Elena.
Only you would profit from that situation that I got you in.
Hey, you go to the store spending $60. You leave with $30 in
you
Kohl's
cash. You didn't even go to Kohl's. You traded your Kohl's gift card for a Whataburger gift card and then made $10.
Yeah, but I also went to back to school shopping, okay?
At
to
Kohl's?
High school. To high school. Yes, I did, Elena.
Okay, in 2004?
Yes. My parents didn't own a business like yours did.
Wow. Shady.
Getting a little toasty.
He's had that one in the back.
Yeah, how long have you been waiting to throw that at my face?
I just threw it out now.
I'm just wondering how long you've been wanting to.
Years.
There's no urge to throw. There's no urge. I just had a lot of coffee.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
You're not offended by that, are you?
Maybe I am. No,
I think your toast burnt. It's like burnt toast.
Got a little too... Heat it up.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Back to your thing
about
babies.
Well, so no one knows what a... Okay. Well, Wikipedia says a designer baby is a baby whose genetic makeup has been artificially selected by genetic engineering combined with vitro fertilization to ensure the presence or absence of a particular gene or characteristic.
Can you explain that in layman's terms?
Yeah.
So basically... Yeah. So to dumb it down, basically, it's like being able to create a baby... like a Sims character. You get to choose the eye color, the hair color, how tall it is. But also, you can go in there and make sure that there's no birth defects. Yes.
Problems. So I've seen a little bit about this or heard a little bit about it, and I think the example that I saw was you can design a baby that has like perfect pitch.
Mm-hmm. Like Charlie Puth.
So they would have like a beautiful singing voice.
Do you think Charlie Puth is a designer baby? We don't know about it.
Maybe, but only the rich can afford it. So he must have came from some money.
Maybe his parents owns a company.
Yeah.
Probably. There you go.
They don't shop at Kohl's. I think that it would be ideal to stop birth defects and cancer and diseases.
Yeah.
But I think it's unfair to get to create a
perfect
human.
I don't think
you
can really get cancer in the... womb as a baby, can you?
Well, I mean, it's like
you'd be born with baby cancer.
It's like in your DNA. It's genetic.
Yeah. It can be a genetic trait, like in your family. Like your family has a history of having a certain type of like heart disease or something. Yeah, and you can go in and pull out that gene.
So, I mean, like I've had eye problems my whole life, and I'm borderline glaucoma. So that's would be something that would be cool if they could have stopped that before I was born.
And what they can also do is they can, it's like called like tri-parent, and the two parents who want to have the kid, they put their genes in that child. But what they also do is they take someone else's really good genes, like perfect pitch or faster or longer memory or something like that.
Faster metabolism.
Yeah, faster metabolism. And they'll insert those genes into the baby as well. So if the parents want a better baby. So it's a whole bunch of like Sims, like really creating the perfect human.
And okay? The cost of that is astronomical.
Oh yeah, it's very expensive.
Is it guaranteed to work?
It's kind of like ordering like shrimp whenever you just got steak. You
so
know,
only,
on top of
only
that.
The super, super rich can do this.
The one percenters, yeah. But I do have a list of pros and cons if you, we would let me go over them real quick.
Do you know if everything is guaranteed? If you pick, if you want your baby to have fast metabolism and perfect pitch, if they will 100% have it, or is it just like the chances are pretty good?
The jury's still got to be out on that. This can't be to the point where somebody's grown up enough to have perfect pitch as an adult.
Yeah, no, it's that precise.
But they haven't. But nobody's grown up as a designer baby yet.
No. Well,
are there any designer babies at all?
I didn't do that research.
Okay. Well,
so there's no proof that there really is a designer baby out there.
Well, okay. There's no like full official person who was given perfect pitch and fast metabolism. No, not yet. Because in our science, it's not ethical yet in America to create someone like that.
Outside of the ethical realm of things, I just think about the people that get ridiculous tattoos on their face and like giant hole earrings and people that just do really dumb stuff that's permanent. I worry that they're going to make their kid like 12 foot tall and green.
Mm. True.
Like,
just to be weird and out there.
Yeah.
Or they could just call it art.
Well, some people would say that's a uniqueness for the baby because what if because what if there was like a perfect human with everyone trying to genetically modify their kid to look like everyone else?
So that's why I think it's not fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Like as much as I would want to be able to sing beautifully, truly would want that. I don't want to have it unfairly.
Also, what if like you were the designer baby? Like if you're like super talented and you can sing perfectly, but you found out that you were like genetically. Like,
I feel like people would hate you.
Yeah, I think it's
unfair. I'd rather be loved
for who you are.
Yeah, in my flaws.
There aren't.
On that note, would you like me to sing for you?
Yes.
Yes.
Give us a lyric.
Show us this perfect pitch.
I was really counting on y'all saying no.
You should
sing Happy Birthday. It's the perfect song for this.
You should sing something from Designer.
I thought birthday.
I think panda.
Nice.
I think that's the radio edit.
You got it.
I think that's the only word.
That was really good.
I can say. Thank
I
you.
I didn't realize you were a singer.
Well, I try hard every day.
I didn't realize we were on the radio.
Hmm.
Well.
Well, Elena, do you have another song to sing?
Do you want me to sing Happy Birthday?
No, but.
Okay, then no.
So no, there aren't, Trey, to answer your question, there isn't the human who had the fast metabolism and perfect pitch. No, not yet. But what they have been doing is going in and taking out genes that align with cancer or heart disease or birth effects. So what they do, they take that.
Have that been proven to work?
That's been successful, and it does work.
Okay.
So these are the pros of having a designer baby. Reduces the risk of inherited medical conditions, keeps pace with others doing it, better chance of the child will succeed in life. I don't know what the keep pace with others doing it.
They are keeping up with the Kardashians.
Like the salsa pace or?
I don't know what that pro means, but okay. Better chance the child will succeed in life. Better understanding of genetics. So the more we do this, the more we understand how genetics works. Increased lifespan can give a child genes that the parents do not carry, and then prevent next generation of family from getting characteristics or diseases.
That was going to be another question I was going to ask. Is once the two pairs of designer babies match up later on in life in like 2060, and they want to have a kid?
Yeah.
Would they need to make themselves another designer baby, or does theirs?
Are they already perfect?
Yeah.
Well, what they do is, so they ferment, they
Ferment.
Fertilize the egg.
They ferment.
Ferment.
How are babies made? I think and we should start there.
I need to hear that first. Just can you explain
then,
that?
And then they let the cells develop, and then they take one cell out, and then they take out the DNA from that, and they go through, and they make sure the DNA is perfect or there's nothing wrong with it, and they'll take it back in. But if there's something wrong with the embryo or, like, the cells already, then they just delete it right there.
Does anybody feel like they're listening to a Jurassic Park scientist?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, this is so, like, scary to just, like, think about. Like, I feel like this is an episode of Black Mirror just, like, waiting
right?
to happen.
Right? Oh, my God. Have y'all seen that episode on Black Mirror?
No.
They created, they were able to cure the human race from all diseases, basically. But there was this one race who were strong carriers of, like, birth defects or something like that. And what they did is they got soldiers and they programmed in their mind that these people, this race,
I did see that episode.
Yeah, the humans who carry this disease, they made them look like monsters, and they would send soldiers. Yeah, if I could talk correctly, soldiers out to go shoot them, and they didn't know that they were humans. They just were in the soldiers' mind. It was programmed like they were monsters.
It was a way to make genocide more humane.
Yeah. And also to save the human race from having carrying on the gene of diseases and birth defects, those negative genes.
Gotcha.
So that is just like the future. Anyways, here are the cons. Termination of embryo. So if the baby's not good, they just terminate it right
there. Wait,
what? Yeah, so when they make the baby...
They design the baby, if the baby doesn't...
No, well, yeah, to make sure that the genes in the baby are okay, they have to go in and pull strands of the DNA.
They don't just have, like, a TJ Maxx for the flawed the flawed babies?
Get one half off.
Yeah.
No. So if it's already, like, a messed up baby, they just already terminate it right there.
That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah,
that's a whole other discussion.
That's my body, my choice.
Yeah.
But with this machine called CRISPR, it's so fast and easy, a high school student could do it in a science laboratory.
What are we crisping?
Like CRISPR.
Is it like a 3D printer?
It's not a printer, but what it does is it goes in and it takes the strand of the DNA and it fixes the coding. So if there's a mess up in the coding of a DNA and you want to fix it, it just goes in and replaces it with the right code.
I want Justin to be my doctor.
I do not.
No.
Okay, more.
I'm out on that.
I would be a great doctor. I wouldn't be able to give you like a full explanation of all the words that I'm using, but
like
I could
keep pace with other.
Thanks, Caroline.
You're welcome. Keep going.
Okay. Possibility of damage in the gene pool. Baby has no choice in the matter. Genes often have more than one use. Genetics are not perfect. Loss of individuality.
See, yeah. I like a good individuality.
Yeah, same.
Thank you for saying that word better than I could. Other children and family could be affected by parents' decision. So that, yeah. Would you be mad if you were a designer baby and then you looked at your parents and you knew that they created you to be perfect?
How many, do you have like a limit of how many things you can change about your potential designer baby?
No.
Because it has to do with how much money you have.
It's not like Chipotle where you pick three.
Do you only you pick only three pick at three Chipotle?
Who only picks three at Chipotle?
What kind of budget are you living on?
You can get chicken and steak.
What do
you know
get
that, right?
If you can if only you get three.
I get brown rice, white rice, both the beans, extra guac, sour cream on the side.
You get guac?
Ooh, you're leaving yourself open for a
little bit.
Well,
remember
my family owns a company, so... I'm pretty much ball out at Chipotle. Yeah.
And, well, speaking of...
She goes and she doesn't even let them tell her.
You add guac?
Yeah, I know it's extra.
Sure. Can you actually just give me a completely separate bowl full of guac?
Yeah.
Price doesn't mean a thing.
Underailed.
My family owns a company.
I thought you knew. Don't you know who I think I am?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? And last con is only the rich can afford a designer baby.
Well, there it is.
I guess I should start designing my baby.
As technology,
all that money I have.
As technology progresses, it will get cheaper and cheaper, just like any other piece of technology. It'll make it where everybody can do it. And that's where it starts to be like, oh, okay, you see that person walking down the street with eight kids that clearly made a couple of bad life decisions? I'm thinking that when they start mixing and matching their DNA to make designer babies, they're going to make those poor choices in, say, giving the kid a third arm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people, I don't think the doctor would let that happen though.
Why not?
They don't really have control over it.
Yeah, they do. There's ethics in the medical field. I don't think they're going to like torture a human by giving him a third arm.
Why is that torture, but
because
giving them blonde hair instead of brown hair, why is that not torture?
Well, also, that's like...
That is torture.
Yeah, and how do you decide what's perfect for your kid?
What's that word? It starts with an M, and you make something look way different than what it is. A mutant. It's like it turns into a mutant at that point instead of like a person.
Well, blue eyes are a mutation because everybody was supposed to have brown eyes, and then a blue eyes ended up being a mutation.
Yeah, but is a blue eyes more normal than three arms?
Not in...
Not today.
Not 3,000 years ago. Probably longer than 3,000 years, not 3 million years ago.
I'm going to go watch X-Men.
I don't think people are going to get third arm babies. They're not going to do that. Rich people who want a normal life and a healthy.
I'm not talking about the rich people. I'm worried about the morons.
Well, broke morons can afford this, Trey.
Right, but he's saying what's going to happen is it's going to be able to. Everyone is going to be able to use it. And these dumb people are going to start doing dumb things to their designer babies.
I don't think so.
Just like the people don't get tattoos on their forehead.
But people do.
People do that, yeah.
Why?
Because they're drunk.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they change their children to be crazy looking?
Yeah, I'm hoping that the people that get tattoos on their foreheads can't afford to change their babies.
And the people
they will. That's what he's saying is they will. Yeah,
yeah. And they weren't able to afford flat screen TVs 20 years ago, but I bet they have flat screen TVs now as technology progresses. Right. And
also, Trey, the people who give them the tattoo on the forehead, it's a stupid person who's giving them the tattoo.
No, it's just the doctor giving them what they want.
I know the tattoo guy's just doing his job.
No, because even the tattoo people say, no, I'm not gonna do that for you.
No,
because
somebody has to give them the forehead tattoos.
Somebody is giving them forehead tattoos. It.
Like most successful tattoo places will say no to someone coming in drunk trying to make a mistake like that.
But maybe they're not drunk.
You're assuming there are people that are going to be like, yeah, no, we're good. You're right. There are going to be people that say, we're not going to do that for you. But there are going to be people that go, yeah, sure,
I
you got the money.
And
I'd be glad to do it for
and,
you.
And if I bet that happens, they're going to create like ethics and rules that you can't do that.
I'm sure
that
stops everyone.
Works.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, that's how it's going to work. Yep. I would say so. Or do you think doctors are going to be like, oh, you want a third arm baby? Here you go.
You have an interesting outlook
saying,
on the world thinking that people are going to do the right thing.
There has to be some kind of limit.
And then what's the limit when we draw it back?
Where, I mean, we live in a world where there's like laws and stuff still, so.
No, I agree with
I
you.
I feel like.
Thank you.
I see where you're going.
I realize that the third arm is an extreme argument, but then when we pull it back, what if they want orange fingernails all the time? Is orange fingernails, is that child abuse? Is that torture? Or is that just weird and I want to be eccentric and
that's
give my kid orange nails?
That's why this thing should only be to eliminate diseases.
Sure.
Bad potential.
So
cancers,
just
strictly medical.
Yep. I would, I guess so. Well, this goes into...
Which then makes you not a designer baby.
It does to an extent. But then I think that's where it starts to get questionable with, well, can my kid have perfectly straight teeth? Like, maybe having straight teeth is a luxury, and you should only have straight teeth if your parents own a company. You know, is that medical? I feel like there are some blurred lines.
That's a good gene that I need. Anyways, would you, so I'll go around the room, would you get a designer baby if you could afford it, or if it was more accessible, would you get a designer baby?
Oh, of course. Sure. Everyone would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah,
I would want to design my baby.
Like, for the sake of their, like, health.
Health-wise, yeah. Yes, 100%.
Okay.
But I wouldn't give my baby a third arm.
So you wouldn't, How would, if you were to get a baby, how would you design it? Fast metabolism. Perfect pitch.
I mean,
straight
I think
teeth.
Health would be their main concern.
Yeah. I want my baby to be messed up like I am. So.
I mean, if we're just going to go, if we want to go for the sky's the limit, we're going like,
baby wings?
6'4" dude.
Okay.
What color hair and eyes?
That's a tough one.
One brown, one blue.
and actually,
that'd be a calico.
Like a husky.
Mm-hmm.
Although that is kind of mean. I think I would go with like a 6'4" dude, brown hair. That's only because I'm a narcissist and I have brown hair. Brown hair, blue eyes. It's basically just me, but taller, I think. So I think height would be a real factor in what I want to do with my designer baby. And let's say
sunburns,
athletic ability. Am I able to choose?
Yeah,
which
you can do all of this. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna up the athletic ability to whatever is possible. Let's crank that up to 110%.
On what, do you want a specific sport?
On a specific sport?
Like
a,
well, I think it would be like jumping would have to do with pole voting. Pole voting.
Let's say I think I would go with baseball. Baseball has the highest salary for the least amount of risk. That way my
yes,
child
true.
Makes
longevity
a lot of money.
Longevity in the field exactly. of actually getting to play for years.
So there you go. I need a 6'4". Brunette, blue-eyed baseball player.
But then
I'll take one of those two.
I was gonna say, I'll have one too. I'll have one of those two things.
At what age,
to date,
Caroline,
right now?
Yeah, to, someone who's like 26,
like 29, 30 would be great.
30, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah thank
Has
you.
Been playing for a while.
Yeah,
and is about to retire.
Very successful. Yes.
Be wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank
if you.
You
could design your own
just
boyfriend.
Just send that here up to the studio.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion that I think I could really discuss. Is design your own boyfriend?
Designer boyfriend.
Yeah. Designer boyfriend. That's a thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Better facial hair. I need that gene. I need to get, because my
I'll
facial
take that
hair
as
has,
well.
The, has mm-hmm. like the chin yeah. strap thing only going uh-huh. on. So I think I need to get more of a Justin full beard, yes. like able to grow a full beard.
I love it. Maybe tanner skin.
Tanner skin would be nice on me.
I would
yes.
love a
right.
tan, baby.
Mm-hmm. Maybe thicker lips.
Well, see,
fix that.
Thicker lips that look like, you know, like plump and cushiony.
So you're saying, do you think that you should be able to go ahead and plump the lips up?
Yeah.
I don't know that you're the expert on the situation. Anybody else have anything?
I'm always for that. Go ahead.
What's right? Why are you staring at me and Elena?
Because y'all get lip injections like every weekend.
Do we?
No.
I've never had lip injections. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
And also, I have, this is a dead serious question.
Just like those lips, you have a lie. It's a lie.
This is a dead serious question, and I'm not trying to make a joke. I realize that it's going to sound like a joke coming out of my mouth. Sexual orientation. Are you able to change the sexual orientation?
I mean, if you can stop your
car. Yeah, because what if Trey had the 6'4", tall baseball player?
That's my dream.
Who's gay.
That's
gay.
A good question.
So gay. The most gay.
But still successful in his career.
Still
has
a great
facial
baseball
hair.
Player. Really yep. tan. Bright blue eyes.
What would you
dating
do?
Dating Justin.
What would I do? If my kid was dating Justin?
That, no.
How would you feel about that?
Well, yeah. What
Whatever.
If your kid was dating me?
But my question is that one of the things that is possible to change?
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't think it's... I think that's...
Complicants.
Wait, no. Let him answer. Let
is
him
it,
answer.
Is being gay in your genes? I don't know that. I just know that I am.
Perfect. We can move on now. Thank you.
Okay.
Is it in your genes? Do you know, Trey?
I'm just... That brings up the question of, are you born gay or is it a choice?
That's not like a proven thing.
Yep. Yeah, it's not proven at all. Yeah. I think that's more of like a whenever someone decides to be a good person or they love Beyonce or they love Justin Bieber. I think that's like kind of.
You think being gay is a choice?
Those are the
I don't think it's a choice.
It's a choice to like
I love Justin Bieber and I am gay.
Or to be a good
is
person.
Is it a choice?
And I recycle.
Is it a choice to like Beyonce or is it just something I naturally just like?
I think you like Beyonce because you're gay.
Okay, well, I know it's not a choice, but okay.
Gotta go.
What if $5 is involved?
Could you see
$5 is $5?
Yeah.
Could you see everyone getting a genetic modified baby going down a negative path?
Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, what would that world look like?
Well, I mean,
Anna?
We kind of. Well,
I think
we touched.
Wait,
on
ask Anna. Elena.
Sorry.
No, I mean, we talked about this, like, briefly earlier. We were talking about, like, that episode of Black Mirror. I think eventually everybody would just kind of turn very, like, robot-like. People wouldn't have flaws. People wouldn't have what – they wouldn't be, like, individuals. You know, when you're, like, modifying all of these people, eventually nobody's their own person because you get to create what they're like before they even get to decide for themselves.
Mm.
I think it's negative.
Too negative?
I think eventually down the road it could go down a negative path if we do not take – like the proper precautions as we go, if that makes sense.
Got it.
Being an individual is what keeps others in check. Like us having so many individuals in America gives you the opportunity to discuss different situations and put different people in power, correct people that aren't going to take over and make this a, hey, everyone's going to get a brunette baby. Everyone's going to get a blonde baby. So I think being an individual is something that keeps people in check. Whereas if you start to slowly slip down that path to where people are all the same, you end up letting a bad person take over and use it as a weapon or use it to create a society that they think is right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if all five of us in this room were all exactly the same.
We wouldn't be having this conversation. Yeah. Exactly.
Who would we pick?
Who would we all want to be?
Oh, my gosh. Guys, it's me. I know.
I was going to say, and that's when five narcissists all...
I literally was about to say me, too.
I was going
to
say Caroline, because I want that bank account.
Oh, no.
But I don't know if that's, like, genetically inherited.
That's not genetic.
No. Not in my genes, no. Mm-hmm.
Also, actually...
That wallet is, though.
I'll say we should all be like Caroline, too, but Caroline has to make me her, like, number two in charge when everybody's like her, because then they'll all see her as the ruler, and then I'm number two in charge. We both vote for you. Got it. I've aligned myself.
But do you really
myself.
Think that Caroline would pick you as number two in charge?
After I vote, good point. Yeah, she would probably just throw me by the wayside.
Who do you think I would pick out of this room to be my number two?
Oh.
Elena.
Yeah, Anna. Probably
no,
Elena.
No, Anna.
Probably Elena.
Anna.
Yeah.
Sorry. On another note, check out Two Peas in a Podcast.
Thank you. What
unrelated.
Is y'all's podcast
unrelated.
About? I haven't heard anything about it. I haven't seen y'all do anything on that. Well, I just hear y'all joke about it.
Yes, I did, and stay tuned. Stay tuned to find out. Don't change that dial.
So you don't...
What is it about?
We have a lot of things that we talk about.
It's a lot.
You don't even have, like, a about
Yeah,
section?
We do have an about.
They talk
and
about...
And it's hilarious.
They talk about chickpeas.
Yeah.
And, like...
Hummus.
Garbanzo beans.
We have that whole segment on black-eyed peas.
Black-eyed peas, great.
Yeah. Are they good luck, really, on New Year's Day, or aren't they?
That's debatable.
I don't know.
That's debatable.
World peas.
Yep.
Well,
what if you give, could you give the child like perfect taste?
See, that's what I'm,
is
the
that
only
thing
that saves individuality is that everyone's definition of perfection is different. So as I'm designing my perfect baby, it is going to be completely different than all of your perfect babies.
And
so
then,
my individuality is creating a different type of person
that's
than what
true.
You would create.
That's
so,
true.
You're also
but
gonna get
as that continues to go on and on and on, it's like what Anna said there, like the evolution of that process may turn into robotic type people because everyone still is gonna align on a lot of things.
And let's think about the designers.
Straight teeth and clear skin and
that's
there's a lot of
insightful, Lena.
Thank you so much.
That was
with your being an individual, that would mean like culture influence being in like your designer choices, right? Like you see, oh man, he looked great wearing that. She looked great on the runway in that. So people can influence your designer. And let's think about like the generation we grew up in. If our parents decided they wanted to make us designer babies,
I don't think I would like who I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We would end up being like the JNCO kids.
Yeah,
forever.
Literally. I'd be my jeans would be up to my boobies.
Yeah. And I think I'm great.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So but I just got lucky, you know?
Yeah, because your parents own a business.
That's got to be
Well,
I'm lucky in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. I want to play this game real quick. This will be the last thing, and it's called the imagination game.
Ooh.
So let's get on our magic dragon, okay? We're getting on a little ride here.
Okay.
And it's going to take us to the imagination world of what it looks like if everyone was a designer. Now, you just see this world. We're all creating this imaginary world together. We're all creating this world right now.
Okay, go ahead.
I see everyone having the exact same layout of the same home. Chimney, the house chimney is on the left side. Everyone has like a burgundy couch right in front of that fireplace.
I don't want a burgundy couch.
Well, I'm just, this is, you have to go with it.
Okay. I love
this
my burgundy couch.
Dimension.
Okay. Well, we're all getting in it together, so we're creating it together. So now that's what I inputted. Now someone else input something.
Okay, I just sold my burgundy couch.
Oh, yeah. Finally got rid of that burgundy couch.
All right, thank you guys for listening to the Butter Toast Podcast. I post podcasts weekly. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Elena, Caroline, and Trey, and Anna for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all didn't want to play that game.